You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
How are you
going to
do it anyway?
Because someone's going to do something.
Hello, mate.
I mean, you fucking know, but you're sat enough.
It's recording, so can you, like, you just kids watching this?
You're standing in front of, like, you're going to stop me going.
I don't,
like...
Do I need to ask you to do interviews now? After 11 years? Do I?
It seems to remind me how long it is now. Jesus Christ.
A summary of the night, first of all.
A summary of the night, very good. Very tough situation and position that we were all in and everyone was in, but Eddie's and Frank and Matchroom and The Zone have kept the show going. And, you know, Chantal Cameron's had the opportunity tonight to become unified champion, and she has done so. Well done to her. Babich, the animal, just continues to go into self-destruct and he's everything.
You like him, don't you?
He's my favourite prospect outside of my own personal stable, yes.
Is he a prospect at 31 or 32?
It's not that. It's where he's at. You define a prospect, Coogan, by where he's at with his actual game and how far do you think he can go. So, at this stage in his career, you know, would you let him fight for the British title? If he could, that's what I'm saying. So he's still
borderline, yeah.
So he's still a prospect.
Okay, fair.
You know, is he ready for the likes of, off the top of my head, so someone with similar fights, Fabio Wardley? No, he's not. Nowhere near. So, you know, but
experience-wise, they're not a million miles off.
No, they're not. And especially when neither have got big amateur pedigrees, but it's just where they're at and how they fight in this respective careers. But he's brilliant to watch. He's absolute gold. I love watching him. What else has happened? It's been a good few things tonight, to be fair. I say I enjoyed Babich. Craig Richards is a real problem at light heavyweights. Do you know what? He must send Peter his training nuts at times because he's so relaxed and he's just so calm and laid back in the ring. It would annoy the shit out of me if I was training him, because he was in the fight and I thought he was actually losing 3-2, but it was in the fifth round and he just pulls it out the back because it's like, because he knows he can, and you can't afford to have that laid back mentality. I thought he'd have shook that off after the Bivol fight, but he's brilliant. He's very, very good at what he does. I do think he's far better than we've actually seen up to now. I think, as I said before, if he starts the Bivol fight quicker, he's world champion. But he'll have his time. He'll come again. Other fights come on, remind me, because I am punchy, remember.
Are you punchy?
I'm half punchy, yeah. When you've been getting punched in the face for 20 years, you'd be fucking
but
punchy.
But was you
well.
Getting punched in the face for 20 years?
Of course I was. Well, what was I doing, Cougs?
I don't know.
Yeah, obviously, you know, you went around for the amateur days, was you? Because you're a pretty new journalist to this kind of game. So,
wow.
If you want to fire shots, I can fire them back.
No, it's fine.
And I'm here all week. I'm quicker than you when it comes to firing shots.
There's no one still chasing you for interviews after 11 years.
But listen,
hanging
mate,
out like a fanboy.
I actually get
like a fanboy.
You are the only request that I adhere to. So I just.
Do you want to walk? I'm still trying
to disappear.
Are you walking? Do you want to walk?
Do you know what I'm trying to get to, don't you?
Where?
Where do you think?
Safe home to your wife and kids.
There you go.
Clearly.
That's what it's all about. You can't laugh. You're with the scouts as well. Won't be long until you're knocking up scouts.
I'm trying to get home as well. I'm pretty ready.
You're not right, fucked, are you?
Walk, we'll talk. Tony, we've not spoken about Tyson Fury since obviously the Wilder fight.
He was amazing, wasn't he? He was absolutely amazing. He'd done everything I said he shouldn't do. He had to climb off the floor again. He got involved in a really hard fight, but he was fantastic. One of the most exciting heavyweight trilogies of all time, I think, only to be eclipsed by Bowen Holyfield, but he was fantastic. So good on him. He got the job done. And he's the best heavyweight in the world, there's no question.
Him and Dillian White potentially next.
Dillian White, right, is a problem for anybody who he gets in the ring. No one's brushing Dillian White aside, believe you me. Dillian is a fucking headache. He's big, he's heavy, he's brave, he's dangerous, he can punch. All of them attributes lead to a hard night for anybody, even Tyson Fury. So, and Tyson will know that. I think they've sparred together and shared the ring a few times.
Do you see that fight happening?
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, I see it happening in this country as well. Purely because Tyson needs a homecoming fight. And people saying that he's not going to get motivated to fight, absolute nonsense. In the places Tyson Fury's been, Tyson Fury will be motivated for any fight. So, I'm sure if he can get off of Otto Wallen, he can get off of Dillian White. So, trust me, the minute they walk into a press conference against each other, the touch paper gets lit, and believe you me, there'll be no going back.
Just the last one. I know you haven't watched it because we spoke about this earlier, but you haven't seen Anthony Joshua's interview.
No, you know what, Cougs? Everyone say, have you seen it? And you ask me, I don't watch people's interviews because I know the lad and I message him, so I message how he is and how he's doing.
What have you made of the training situation?
I don't comment because it's not my place to comment. I think the world of his trainer, Robert McCracken, I think the world of AJ, so it's not my place to comment. I don't know what's being said, so I can't comment. And people will think I'm lying. I don't watch interviews, mate. I'm not engrossed in people's reactions to fights or what they've got to say. I'm going to give it a listen because you're telling me to now. So it's another view for you. Probably that's what you're telling me. But it'll be interesting to listen. But I have the utmost respect for him and Robert McCracken. Both brilliant, honest, good people who have done amazing things together.
Do changes have to be made, in your opinion?
A change is as good as a break in some scenarios. So, you know, I just think, you know, sometimes you can go, I've done it. So, you know, it would be the pot calling the kettle black if I was to say, no, you shouldn't, because I've done it in my career. As I said, sometimes you just need a change to freshen things up, a different outlook on things. It's very, very difficult, especially when you've spent your whole life with a man, you know what I mean? It's hard. But what I will say is, as a fighter, you do what's best for you. And the one thing that I can say is the people he's got involved with him and around him, they will say that too. So,
yeah. Right, let you get on.
Nice one, lad.
Get home safe, mate.
Just got to get home safe to the wife and kids. That's all that matters.
You hate the cameras?
Hate them.
Hate them.
Just don't want to see them anymore.
You don't?
Well, you know, as long as I'm working on the zone with Jim Bentley, the executive producer of the zone, I'm going to be good. Here's Barker now, the main man.
Another new suit.
Here's another one.
Absolutely flying, innie.
Look, you look very well, mate.
It's fantastic, innie.
I've got a corset under there, it's holding it all in.
Do you want that thing I nicked from your gym?
He's going for the new Bond.
You can get me the gig for that, can't you?
I wish.
Your contacts in the film.
In the film industry.
Yeah. Oh, and who got you that role? No. IFL TV did. And don't say they did because you already told me in the press conference, mate. You're a film star.
Who done the video?
I filmed you.
That's your claim to fame.
See you later on, Tone. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.